Time would be what? XL. The chinuch on the Tama of Yibum is basically the chinuch in general. If you notice, he usually follows the Rambam. I mean, Ramban also, but he's very much under the Rambam. His eye is always on the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Mora just assumes it as a commonplace thing. It was a good practice that existed before Matan Torah, and the Torah retained that practice. Okay? So therefore there must be a logical reason for it. So that's why the Chinuch gives the logical reason. He says, because of the fact, and that's what we said yesterday, namely that there are certain emotions in man which are good emotions. And one of them is, one of them is that a person feels that his life is not simply a temporary phenomenon, but that an individual feels that he wants to leave something over in the way of Kiyum Ha'olam, La'acha Misosa. And that's a good emotion. So that emotion that the Torah sustains, just like Rachmanis, that the Ramban says, Rachmanis is a good emotion. So the Torah mostly promotes Rachmanis. In certain cases, that's not good. In certain cases, you have to be an Achzor. That's true. But in general, that's a good thing. The person should try to be noted to meet as a Rachman, because in general, that's a good guide for a person's actions. So over here too, this is a good emotion. It's very, very interesting. That's why I mentioned, you see, by Avshalom, so he built that tower, the monument, and it was called Yad Avshalom. You see why? Because he said Ein Li Bein, and even though it says before they had Bona, but some say he died. Chazal say that he meant that over Bein, that's royal Malchus. So whatever reason. But that's why I said it's only Bain, and it's in Shmuel Beis Yudches, Pasuk Yudches. So he says only Bain, and therefore he built this Yad Avshalom. But so you see, no one stopped him apparently. It wasn't like an Isser. Even though it's an interesting Chazal and Sota interpreted it as a bad thing. It's an interesting Chazal. I got to go more Sota there. Interesting. That's true, but you see, even that idea is not a bad idea. It was tolerated, the idea that he left the matzeva because he said he doesn't have any zikaron. So he did it, but no one, if that was really a terrible thing to do, they would have objected to it. You don't find anybody objects to it. Chazal didn't object to it, and no one objected to it. The Rambam didn't object to it, and no one mentioned it was bad. So apparently, the emotion is a justifiable emotion. It's not a bad emotion, because an emotion like that leads to good. But in Yadus, you see that. So that's what really the Chinuch is saying, that this emotion that a person has, that he shouldn't be just something that exists momentarily, and has no real kiyum. So that's something which you shouldn't allow. So the chinuch says on two levels. He says one level is because of the olam haruchani, which means that he should be the Rashbasan. But the other reason he says is because the olam hagufani. So what's the reason for the olam hagufani? I mean, olam haruchani, okay, we'll get to it. Not so simple to understand these things. But you see, by the way, by having children, you see, the Gemara says about Ben Azai wasn't Osik and Pir Rivia. Why? Because Choshka Nafsha Batara. So what did he say? He said, Yiskayim olam haydeacher. Yiskayim olam haydeacher. So, but you see, for an ordinary person to say that is wrong. So an ordinary person has to be concerned about Kiyam olam. That's a big concern. So you can't say it's kaim all the way there. So you see that an individual who just looks at himself as a temporary existence, you have to be careful. Like a lot of these things, that like the Rambam says, a lot of things that that go for philosophy are really just bad traits. You know, like the Rambam says, a person that's lazy will say he's a big philosopher. He hasn't got to work. He's not involved in the chemda samamai. He's lazy. So the same thing over here. The average person that has no concern for kiyum olam acharav is not because he's a great philosopher. It's just because he's a very selfish individual and not concerned about anybody. That's a pegama nefesh. So that's why Yadis really uproots that pegama nefesh by promoting the idea of yibum, that it shouldn't be allowed that an individual should just go through this life, because an individual has concern for kiyum olam, a normal person should have that concern. So therefore it's a chesed to implement his will. But the implementation of his will is on two levels, on two fronts. On one front, that he should be the source of good, and then he seems to say, the chinuch seems to say, that it's a, he says also that, In other words, So basically what the chinuch is saying, is it really is an institution of chesed. It's an institution of chesed on two levels. One is that he should be the cause of something good, okay? And the other is in the olam agufani. But let me just explain what it means, the olam agufani. Olam agufani is a funny kind of thing. Because what does he need the olam agufani for? I mean, now he's in the olam anashamos, basically. So what is the olam agufani going to have? And it seems clear the chinuch says because of both, correct? In the beginning, he says, right? He says because of the olam she'en lo zecha b'olam agufani zelo zosa isha. V'od, ein zechelo b'olam agafoni zelasi zosa isha. Hay mechaz de akel olav lahakim lo zera mimeno ay de achiv. Shugam kein kachatsi besoro. So really it's ches Hashem. But what is the olam agafoni concept? I just want to explain what the concept is. What does mean olam agafoni? He's in the olam anashama, so what does he need this for? Right? What's the answer? What's the answer to that question? It's an important question. And what is the importance in the olam agafoni? You see? Okay. I think what it means over there is that in the Olam HaGafani, it means to say, that's Halacha in Kavod HaMeis. In Kavod Adam. In this case, Kavod HaMeis. Kavod Adam. In other words, that there's a concept that a person, that you can't treat an Adam that way. In other words, you can't treat an Adam as if he's just a passing phenomenon. Temporal passing phenomenon. It lacks in Kavod Adam. You see? So aside from the fact that you establish a mamale makom for avodas Hashem, which is the essential thing, but even besides that, he says there's another aspect to it, and that is that kavod adam demands that you don't just let a person, what happened to this person? He's gone and his name is erased and he never existed, as if he never existed. It lacks in kavod adam. That's how you find, for instance, in Chazal say, that they built a base of Medrash al Kivar. By Chizkiyahu, right? So it means to say that's Kavod Adam. So I mean that's why really I would say there's a kiyum of Lima Mishnayos and things like that. I mean, because it's Kavod Adam. That's what it is. Doesn't mean that the Mishnayos are going to help. You can't, learning Talmud Torah helps you, but it means it's Kavod Adam, Banu Malamish Banu Beis Hamedrash al Kivro, Eitzel Kivro. So Taisa says. So the thing is that the idea is it's Kavod Adam. So that's what he means. The Chinuch. He means from two. There are two aspects to it. One is the real reason, which is that he should be a causative agent That's the main reason. But there's another reason, and the other reason is because simply you can't treat a human being like that, even in terms of Olam HaGufani. That's what he means. Okay? It's a good question. It's a good question. I'll go into it. But anyways, but the thing is like this. Okay, so that's what he says. Now what he's saying over here is like this, that let's say, for instance, you would have, this is an interesting point. Let's say, for instance, you would have a case where you can't satisfy the main reason of Mamale Makom Lavodas Hashem. Okay? Right? So that would be machai of you in doing it. But on the other hand, there is a zecher ba'olam, mamzer or whatever, yeah, whatever. Or it seems to say if he has any, she calls my shechel shum zecher ba'olam, bein or bas or bnei bonim ishacheres afilu mamzer mamzeres. Okay, so if he has any zecher, so then the mitzvah is not there. He says, "Nira bezesh einyin rach lahaskish mo lesel chelos chus b'alam mazag afani." What does he mean? He means to say the character of the mitzvah, in terms of its tzurah chiyuvis, is to create a zecher. That's the nature of the mitzvah. So therefore, you can't do that if there is a zecher. So the mitzvah is bottled. You understand what I mean? In other words, a mitzvah. So that's what he's showing you. He's showing you that you could have a tam ha-mitzvah, which is a good tam, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah will always be commensurate with the tam in terms of its existence. Because you can have a case where the tam is very much existent. Okay? Like as a mamzer. Okay? But nevertheless, you won't have the mitzvah. Because the inyan ha-mitzvah is to create a zecher. That's the character of the mitzvah. And the mitzvah has that positive character and quality. And since there is a zecher, so you can't do the mitzvah anymore. So therefore, the chiyuv ha-mitzvah is not necessarily commensurate with the tam. Not because it's not commensurate with the tam. Because in general, halacha, that's what the Rambam says, the Marn Rucham, halacha can't always be commensurate because halacha has its own logical system, so it's impossible. That's everybody that learns, that's the Rambam knows that. But that's why the Rambam says it's very wrong to try to find the reasons for every single detail. Because once the halacha is established, it has a whole system and a whole science of its own. That's true. So you have to know where to look for the tam. But that's not what he's saying. He doesn't mean that. He means even in the framework of tamim, it's not commensurate. Because of the nature of the mitzvah itself. And the nature of the mitzvah is to create a zecher. That's what the mitzvah is. It's true that tam is in order to avoid a certain bad circumstance, but you can't have mitzvahs just because there are bad circumstances, because that's not the way it works. A mitzvah has to have a character and a positive nature and a positive tzura kiyumis. What is the tzura kiyumis of the mitzvah? The tzur kiyumus of the mitzvah is to create a zecher. So that's why, if he has any zecher, the tzur kiyumus of the mitzvah is not possible. And that's why the mitzvah doesn't exist. But the tam would apply. You still have the tam, but the tam will not be able to engender the mitzvah. Because you see, in order, a mitzvah is a cheftza in its own right that has to exist in a rational way, that it is something that has a nature and a characteristic which gives it existence. It's an abstract idea in Talmud and Mitzvah that he's saying here. But you can understand what he's saying. He's saying a mitzvah is like a perfected entity, you see, and it has a certain characteristic to it. So you can't just say, so the Talmud and Mitzvah cannot necessarily engender mitzvahs unless it can engender that perfection and the beauty of the thing itself, of the mitzvah itself. And over here, the character of the mitzvah is to create a zecher. That's what he's saying. So Nira She'ein O'inyan Rak La'Askei Shmo V'Lasa Chel V'Sus Ba'Alma Zagafani. So it means to create. That's the nature. That's what it means. The nature of the mitzvah here is to create a zecher. That's the nature of the mitzvah. So if the tam is here, but nevertheless, the tam is because the real tam has to be the importance in terms of the Olam HaRuchani. I mean, that has to be the real thing. But the fact is, the mitzvah's character is to create a zecher. And here you can't do that anymore, because he has a zecher. So it'll come out that the tam exists, but the mitzvah is not possible. Because the beauty of the structure of the mitzvah is tied to its character, its tzur kiyumis, I call it the tzur kiyumis, which is to create an entity of zecher in this world. And that's not possible anymore. So therefore, the mitzvah is not possible. That's what I think he said. You know, Donnie's saying good. He said that the Rambam in the Mora says it was a minhag from before, you see, which was maintained by the Torah. But the minhag obviously wasn't necessarily because of L'Avod Hashem. I mean, that's maybe. But the mitzvah was simply because of the emotion of kiyum, that a person wants to have a kiyum. If a person is a normal individual and he has normal emotions, so he is concerned about leaving something good over in this world. That is a good emotion. So that's why it was before. And that's why, the mitzvah follows that character. That's the character of the mitzvah. That's correct.
That's the second, that's the
Olam HaGufani, That's Olam HaGufani, yeah. The chinuch really is telling you a yesod in how to contemplate mitzvahs. It's a very refined point that you this time I am mitzvahs, but the mitzvah itself, you have to look at the mitzvah has to have a certain consistency and beauty to it and objective in its kiyum. And over here you can't have that anymore because there is a zecher. So you can't have the mitzvah lasos lo zecher. So that's why the mitzvah doesn't exist. Okay, that's why the mitzvah is bottled. Interesting. What it means? The she'ein o inyan rak, the rak lahaski shmo, the losseis lo chelak is chus bal mazeg. Funny, that's the inyan a mitzvah losseis lo chelak, to give him a chelak. So if you can't do that, so the mitzvah can't exist. That's what he's saying. It's a very sharp point. I mean, that's why he starts off with two things, really. I mean, he's leading to his conclusion, because the two things are both in yonei kiyum. But together, it's to create a kiyum over here. If you don't have that creation of a kiyum over here, then the whole mitzvah doesn't exist. Even though the real reason is in terms of the olam anashamos. To create, he should be, what?
That couldn't have formulated as the
kiyum
mitzvah?
No.
Why is that?
In other words, the mitzvah has to embrace everything. The mitzvah can't embrace half of the thing. The mitzvah has to embrace the whole thing. The kiyum, the tzura kiyumis has to be to establish a full shame. That's the nature of the mitzvah. And if you can't do that, then you can't have the mitzvah. That's what he said. That's what he's saying. That's why it starts with the two things. So two things together merge in a sense, because it's to create a zecha for him. But in order to have the mitzvah, you must have the full-fledged creation of the zecha. That's what he's saying. All right, no, that's what he's saying. And if you want to measure the mitzvah, you measure it against the Olam HaGufani. Because that's the nature of the thing. To create a zecher. He has no zecher now. To create a zecher, that's the kiyum. That's the kiyum mitzvah. So even though the benefit is in terms of Olam HaNeshamos, which is a superior benefit, but the nature of the mitzvah still is to create losses lochelah. But I mean, there's a concept in this chinuch, you see, that there's a concept of a tzur kiyumis. In a mitzvah, and when you look at Tamei Mitzvah, you have to look for that. Is the Tzura Kiyumis involved? And the Tam is not enough to tell you whether the mitzvah exists or not. But he says, Sidon Lechinuch has two things. I mean, I don't know. I didn't check out I didn't check out everything he wrote. I mean, and with this idea, but you see, he has Sharashei Mitzvah and he has Inyan Mitzvah. You notice he uses two terms over here. It says, so the Sharashi HaMitzvah is the Ta'amim, because that's the roots of where it springs from. But the Inyan is the tzur kiyumis of the mitzvah. It's, the mitzvah has to have a philosophical structure to it. He's not talking in philosophy. He's not talking in dini mitzvah. That's later. And philosophically, it has to have a certain philosophical structure to it. And the philosophical structure is to create a zecher. That's the philosophical structure to it. That's what he said. That's his yesoda. That the mitzvah itself, that you just can't philosophize and say tamei mitzvah. Because there's the mitzvah must reflect a certain philosophical perfection. And that's why it has a certain structure, has a philosophical structure. The philosophical structure is to create a shame. That's it. So therefore, if you don't have that, because there is a shame, even though the Shoroshei HaMitzvah is to take care of certain problems, that's the Tamei HaMitzvah, Shoroshei HaMitzvah, but that's the roots of the mitzvah, but you're not finished with that philosophically. Okay? That fits in very well with that a mitzvah is an entity of limud, an entity of limud and perfection. So the mitzvah demands a certain tzura. Okay? A mitzvah demands a certain tzura of limud and perfection, not just to avoid certain bad circumstances. That's a separate thing, but sometimes you can't help it. That's the way it is. But you can't sacrifice the tzura sa mitzvah in order to avoid certain circumstances. That's not the way the Torah works. Yeah, Ellie's mentioning, that's right, there's a minig, that's right, that's a good time in a minig. That if the person passed away and doesn't have any krovim, so they set up a minion in his house, in the base level. So that minig is, that's the idea.
It's
a concept of kavod adam. Yeah.
Which is
kavod
adam.
Yeah, the ram, it's a ram, yeah. Yeah, it's kavod adam. Say kavod adam, not kavod abris. Kavod abris, atam kriyam adam. It means that there's a certain level of existence that there's kavod abris is even below that level. I mean, there's a certain kavod abris, even of the Vodazoro, what his ram has, is you help them out and menachem avaleim and you give tzedakah l'aniyehem and you still treat a certain kavod abris, that even your personal level. But kavod adam is different. This is kavod adam. That's why that really explains by Rus, because Machlon and Boaz were cousins. But nevertheless, you see that since it's possible to do the chesed, it may be more removed, not a brother, but still the Inyan Adavar is possible, so it's a big mitzvah.
And partake
of Ramesh, yeah, both. That's right. That's what he's saying. It's measured against the phenomenon of giving him a zecher. And that's very much like Donnie mentioned, along with the Ram. Ram says that was a minikadmon. In other words, let me just say it again. It seems it's a hard thing to get across. But it means that a mitzvah has a positive philosophical quality to it. And therefore, if you're going to remove that quality, the mitzvah can't exist. That's the concept. That's what it calls Shoroshei HaMitzvah, the roots. Means what are the benefits that are gained from this mitzvah? What does the mitzvah accomplish? It's a different concept. The Indian and the Shoroshim are two different things. It could be you have a very important reason, okay, and nevertheless you can't fulfill it. And it could be that even if you could fulfill it and have a character to it, but if you didn't have the Shoroshim, you wouldn't have the mitzvah altogether. So you have to consider these are two different areas of analysis in the structure of a mitzvah. Okay, so that's one thing I wanted to get. In terms of the fact that the Torah over here endorses a certain attitude, an emotional attitude, and recognizes it as being a platform for good, is interesting. As I mentioned by Avshalom, but it's very interesting what Chazal say about Avshalom. It's Gemara in the Sota, the Afyudam Abayz, where the Gemara says, Avshalom lokach vayatzev lo b'chayav, is the pasuk in Shmuel Bayez. It says, My lokach, Omer Rish Lokesh, She lokach mekach roli atzmo. It was a bad thing. You see, Es matzeves asher be'emek ha-melech, it says, the matzeves which is emek ha-melech, Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. He says, Be'etza amuko shel malko shel olam. He's dashing as a pasuk, that it was really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emek ha-melech means malko shel olam. So what does it mean? It says, "Chsiv, hinni mekim alecha ra'a mi beischa," because of the chait of David HaMelech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, after the Chet of Basheva, Hinni make him alacha rami beischa. So he says that he says, and that's how that was fulfilled. He says, Ki Yotzebo, a famous Chazal. Ki Yotzebo Davar, Atam Vayeshalcheu Me'emek Chevron, Vayeva Shema. That was when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef. So it says, Chazal say, Me'emek Chevron, Chevron is a har. Says, no, Me'emek Chevron means from the Emek of the, Chevron is Avram. She also tzadik she cover by Chevron, Avram Avinu. In order to be Mekayim, you read it to Mitzrayim. You see, so that's how they darshan it. So what's the pshat? But ain't a mikra yisim lepshuta. I mean, the Navi is not telling you this. But what it means is that Chazal is saying it's neatly darish. That really it was a good emotion, and nobody stopped him from it. But in his case, it was really a bad thing. Because he was doing it for his own egoistic purposes. You see. So lakach eitza rol atzma. It says, "V'halchikam Avshalom lokach lo es hasrora hazos b'chayov." So he took the srora b'chayov. V'yatzev lo es matzeves asher be'imek amalach. So it means that you see that the Torah is saying it is good, but there can be a bad expression of it as well. In the case of Avshalom. Overtly, what he did was following something which is a good in man, and it's bad for a person to think that he's just a temporary existence and doesn't matter what happens after him. That's a bad me. That's a Russia. But at the same time, in his case, this particular emotion, in his case, was not good. In his case, it was a sorrow. It was an of sorrow because he wanted to. It was basically his fantasy of immortality that he was expressing. Not the concern for Kiyum Olam.
How could a monument
be? If there were a monument that were a zecher to an individual that he did something good, that he left something good in the world to recognize his good deed, that would be a good thing.
Right.
That's why I see that's why you have the on the kvaris. That's why you have the writings on the kever. That's why you have it, basically. I think Mar says, I think don't need it. Ain't us in the first place. I think Maaseim heim zechrona. But the idea that he was doing was not a bad idea; it was a good idea. But in his, but like everything else, it's only a vehicle. The Torah sometimes endorses a vehicle, but it's just a vehicle. It's not perfection itself. So that vehicle can be misused. That's what Chazal says.
It's
an interesting thing. But you do see that the Torah does endorse a certain vehicle if the nature of the vehicle is that it does lend itself to good. That's what you see from Yibam. From Mitzvah Yibam, you see that. Yeah, you're right. That's what we mentioned yesterday. But it says, that's the reality.
Right.
That's the ultimate reality.
He said,
what
Rashi says, what's the problem?
That's right. So you see, but you see the fact that, so you see the Torah recognizes that that's a legitimate emotion in man. That's a good emotion, but the Torah says the Sora shouldn't say that because he should realize that there's a higher Zikar. But you see, the Torah does recognize that institution. And that's why you have it in Yibam. There's an interesting Tshuva Sarav. It's Kedai to mention Tshuva. There's Chela Chamishi in the Shal Tshuva Sarav about Memtes. That somebody asked him a question that Schosovos. If the Ov is not Mezakes Abain, and Zachor Lavadecha, and he gives a tshuva on that. But I'm just quote part of what he says. He says, V'hu achefetz ha-nimrat, shehoi Avram Avinu chafetz u-mes'ava, u-mevakesh me'ito yizbarach, sheyitin lo zera ya'avdenu, Yavdeno means Yovid Hashem. Lo liyos yorish ashra v'nachloso. Rakla kavonashe amarno. And then he says, ki zeh tachlis kol schar ha'odam, she yishor mimenu ba'olam agashmi oved elokim. Va'oz nirolo ki iluhu ba'atzmo ha'oved. Ve'eno meis elachai, shehu holid chai, shehu holid mi, she oved al Hashem yizbar. It's an interesting thing. So you see that's a legitimate concern. But like I said, at the same time, Chazal say, Ben Azai said, Benazir was an Osik in Pirei Rivia. Why? Because Choshka Nafshi B'Tara and Osik Mrs. Patan Mitzvah is Kaim all the Deach. So what is he saying over here? But the answer is it depends on the particular. In other words, it depends on the particular. But it depends on the situation. But this is definitely a legitimate phenomenon. A legitimate phenomenon. Benazir is also a legitimate phenomenon. Different kind of phenomenon. It's Choshka Nafshi B'Tara, and it's just impossible for him to stop. But stop learning. So Osik Mitzvah Patan is a different phenomenon. Doesn't mean that this is not a legitimate phenomenon. So you see that it is correct for an individual to wish, and that's what he should, have that desire that his activity before the Borei Olam should be continued, that he should be the cause of this, another person continuing this activity to be Oved Hashem. And that's a legitimate concern. You're right. The Rambam says it. That's right. He says, "V'yachshov ulai yielobein the gadol adoyeh." Right. Yeah. That's right. That's correct. Yeah. So you see that that's a concern. That's why the Rambam has a Pirei Rivia. Even though Ben Azai, I mean, was putter. It's in Yadis. It's not a question. Not a simple system. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that Avraham Avinu wasn't greater than Ben Azai. Ben Azai was a separate phenomenon. But it shows you that he's quoting, but that was Avraham Avinu's ratzon. I mean, that was his will. So you see that that's a legitimate thing, that a person has to have concern for what happens after him. And like Danny was mentioning this morning to me, Dan, what Ram says over there, that the Avraham Avinu's concern was for Kol Boy Olam, to establish a system that Kol Boy Olam should be Makir Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, that is, what does that come under? It comes under Avas Hashem. So that's a legitimate concern.
It's here specifically from him, right?
You're
right, that's the
from him,
that's
yeah.
That's
correct. Yeah, it's specifically from him, the Rajbar explains, because here he is a causative agent in a physical way. He's a causative agent, that's the technical choice of Rajbar. It means that you should be the cause of the existence of an Oved Hashem. And you can't be a cause in a greater sense than when you're physically the cause. I mean, that's a very goof is the cause.
It's not just one.
That's a perfection in terms of the viewing his existence in absolute terms, the purpose of his existence.
No, but does that